The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
It is
pretty
Purple
girl,
Bleeping
pretty
Monday.
Girl, pretty girl.
I didn't realize the mic was on.
Oh, yeah. That's for all the ladies out there.
They like it, see?
Woo!
I didn't realize the mic was on.
Wow.
I'm just thankful it wasn't as big as I thought it was going to be. You know what I mean? Like, that could have been really ugly. I did that at the bar yesterday during the gig, during the beer run thing.
Karaoke. Brarp.
No, it was at the, it was, no, we were at, there was, I was singing with a live band and there were three of us. And I'd had a bunch of refried beans earlier.
Oh no.
And I had been able to keep
just
it under
Dutched
control.
Dutched up in the audience.
No. But what I did was, so the bar, they have the patio here in the bar, and then like around the corner, there weren't a lot of people there.
Yep.
And I thought, okay, I will just duck around the corner because I really got to let one go. And the music's playing, so I'm like, so no one's going to hear it because I'm afraid, I'm like, this is going to be loud. And so I duck around the corner, and as I come around the corner, Nikki and Ben stop playing, and there are two people sitting at the bar, like they work there.
And no one else?
No one else, but everyone else is in the other bar. And right as they stop playing, I let it go, and it was loud. It was like, rip! And the two ladies who are sitting at the bar look at me, and all I hear from the other room is Nikki, the band leader, losing her mind. Like, she's laughing out loud, and I come back around the corner and everyone in the bar is losing it. They're laughing. And now I have to sing Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Yeah, levitating over the Dock of the Bay.
And they're all like, hey, you gonna be okay? You gonna be able to sing that song now? I'm like, I can now.
I'm not sure we want you sitting over anything water.
It was the timing could not have been worse.
Oh, or better.
Or better, I suppose.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. My wife is so mad at me right now.
Why?
Because they, like, this is totally like a U.S. American thing. That, I mean, fart jokes are funny for U.S. Americans, especially men.
You don't think
hilarious.
People, you don't think people in other, like, men in other parts of the world laugh at farts? Farts are,
yes.
Farts can just be funny. Burps can be funny.
Yes.
They're not as funny. Burps have to have timing to be funny. Kind of like that. Like, I did not realize the mic was on. But I think men all over the world find farts funny. I think women all over the world do not
find farts funny. Except for Nikki.
Except for Nikki. She's from Wisconsin, so they're...
Jeez, beer.
Everybody in Wisconsin thinks farts are funny. Men, women, babies, dogs, cows.
Oh.
Like, cows in Wisconsin just stand out in the field and fart and laugh at each other. Moo.
Moo.
I imagine that's what a...
Eat more chicken.
Imagine that's how it would sound when a cow laughs. Moo.
I'm sorry.
I think that'd be great. Moo.
Oh,
so,
God.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know why women don't find farts funny. Like, they just... I've rarely met a woman... Who can get a genuine gut laugh out of a fart?
Do you know why? I can tell you why. Because in the back of every woman's mind is the advice that they were given by their mother about why farting is bad. And it usually stems from some horrendous Dutch oven accident that she is now passing down to her daughter saying, do not make the same mistake I made.
That's probably fair.
When he tells you to look for the remote under the bed
or under the don't.
If he tells you, oh, my God, I got a cramp in my leg underneath the sheets.
Could you rub my ankle? And
please,
then like,
just for a second.
Boom.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, you just get like a poof.
I feel like that's a surefire way to get like separated, like get divorced. Like I feel like most wives would be like, okay, you get one. You do that again, and my lawyers will be in touch with you.
I don't think I've ever actually. I don't think I actually ever have given my wife a Dutch oven.
You probably should keep it that way. Yeah, I would think that's probably fair. So there's.
Do you know what happened the last time someone tried to give a South American woman a Dutch oven? Lorena Bobbitt cut somebody's penis off. That's what happened.
Oh, so that's what it was about. It was about a Dutch oven. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, now we know. Now we understand why
so
that
just
happened.
Just be warned. Dutch ovens lead to.
See, and to bad things. To
very, very. What's in the box?
Yeah. Have you seen this commercial for Captain Morgan's? They're like a bunch of, I am the captain. And then there's like another guy. I'm a captain. It's like a cocky captain.
Yes.
Until you get a whole bar full of captain, 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 captain. And they're like, to captains. And then everything goes silent, and then you hear like a really.
That's the rooster losing its air because the other guy's like, "What? No, I'm Dave."
Oh, is that okay? Is that what that is?
No, he says he's his
captain. Because I thought someone was farting.
And they killed the bird because of it. Is that what you thought happened? Was the bird died because someone?
I did.
That's even better commercial.
I thought someone farted and the bird died.
No, that was not a real bird.
That's what happened. And I'm like, what is the point of this? Like, why is there a fart killing bird? Or like, what is happening at the end of this commercial? I've been very confused, but now I know.
No, so
thank
he walks
you.
In. So he's all there like, captain, 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 captain.
Yeah.
And he walks in. He's like, who are you? He's like, I'm Dave. And everyone stops and they're like, and the thing goes,
yeah, so that's just the air coming out.
Captain Dave. And they're like,
oh, yeah. I honestly thought that someone had farted and the bird died.
Oh, that's bad.
And it made me confused.
That's so good.
I was confused. But now I know. It's just, yeah,
Captain Morgan's, right?
It's for Captain Morgan's, yes. And if you listen to it, if you listen to the commercial, like just hear it. It sounds like a fart. I mean, I'm not wrong. And I wasn't paying attention the first time I saw the commercial. So the second time, so I hear this, I'm like, did someone just put a fart into a commercial for Captain Morgan's? And so you can understand my confusion. Oh my God. That has been my whole weekend though. I feel like I need to vent a little bit about the Colfax Marathon. Did you see?
What? Yes. What?
So I love boxing. Did you see that sucker punch over the weekend?
Yes. It was on a Venezuelan.
Dude. I would have gone down in an instant. I mean, that uncle hit that fighter hard, barehanded.
So in a professional fight, this one guy was fighting a Venezuelan, and then twice after the bell, the Venezuelan just hit him twice late.
Yeah.
On two separate occasions.
And knocked the second and time, laid him out the second time.
Laid him out the second time, which is an automatic disqualification.
Yeah.
So he lost. And so while, you know, it was obviously like a melee, which often happens in boxing rings.
Which is great.
It's just that they're all just fighting after, but it's none of the boxers. They don't want anything to do with it. It's just that like all their like.
It's
managers.
Like mom comes in and hits people, you know, with her shoe.
You know, like Burgess Meredith is in there fighting Talia Shire. And so the uncle of the guy who won but lost but got or won but got knocked out went over to the Venezuelan and gave him a right and then a left.
It was a sucker punch. Like
terrible.
Total sucker punch. But he hit him hard, dead on the jaw.
And that guy took it.
Yeah. The whole thing, they're like, oh my God, look at the hit. And I'm like, no. Look at the fact that this dude just took it. And look back at him like, what is going on?
Silly man.
I got to tell you, someone sucker punches me like that hard in the jaw, I'm down. Like, I am down for the count. Because that hurts.
I feel kind of like sucker punching some of these East Coast writers for writing all this garbage about the Rockies and how they just suck so bad. Now everyone else is better
it's
than
okay.
them. Even though they keep winning.
It's okay. Let it go.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
And it's not over now.
Exactly. I do want to vent a little bit about the Colorado Colfax Marathon when we get back because it is something that We can still talk Rockies later.
All the running. All the running.
Yes.
All the running.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
We're burning down.